Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is currently 12 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and have a couple of guests on the phone today. We're doing this via phone because Mother Nature didn't get the memo that it's spring. And our guests today on the program include Melissa Stewart. She's the parent liaison, and Becky Gettle, the director of the Huron County Great Start Collaborative. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Great Start Collaborative. What is it basically intended to do?
The Great Start Collaborative is intended to organize community resources and improve quality of programming for young children and families, with the vision of ensuring that all children in Huron County be prepared for kindergarten, be safe, healthy, secure, and academically prepared when they hit the kindergarten doors.
Is Great Start something that's like a national trend? Is this like an organization and you're a chapter of it, or is this something we came up with?
Great Start is statewide. There's 55 Great Start collaboratives in Michigan, and there are other states who have similar projects, some further ahead than us, and some that have started their statewide early childhood initiatives after Michigan. So it is a trend across the nation.
And the whole point is to give kids a good kickoff in life.
Correct.
And how do you do this? How do you start such a program? Is there basic fundamentals you begin with, and then you expand the programs?
Our work really began with bringing together all sectors of the community to create a collaborative group that oversees the project. And then we took some time to gather data on children and families in our county and really looked at what the needs were, the areas of strength that we had in our community, and the areas we were falling short. And then we did some strategic planning around how do we improve our services to better meet the needs of children and families, so kids will be more prepared.
Now, for the most part, these programs are open to everyone. It isn't people the courts have deemed to be, you know, cases that need attention. This is for anybody who just like to freshen up their skills and make sure they're doing the right thing.
That's correct. Our focus really is on all children. There are certain programs that are specific to certain, you know, there is eligibility for certain programs, but across the system, we have something for everyone. And many of our programs are open to everybody.
Sometimes the funding source dictates the eligibility, is not what you would personally like to do.
Correct. Absolutely. For instance, Head Start is a federally funded program for income eligible 3 and 4 year olds and their families. So for that program, they're one of our partners, but that program does require that they fall in a certain income guideline. The Great Start Readiness preschool program, you have to have at least 2 risk factors to attend that preschool program, and that's for 4 year olds. That's a state funded program. There's a parenting education program that's funded through Strong Family Safe Children called the Nurturing Parent Program, and Lloyd Human Services implements that program. And that's for clients who or families who would be receiving services from the Department of Human Services. So there are a few programs that are specific to certain populations, but by and large, we have a lot of resources that are available to all families and children.
And sometimes from guests I've had on other topics, sometimes the people get the idea that the income guidelines are more restrictive than they are and that they may be eligible. They just need to check it out.
That's true. There are programs such as the WIC program at the health department. That's Women's Infant Children Food Subsidy Program. They have more lenient income guidelines than what you might think. And we know that there are a lot more families in our county that would be eligible for that program. So if people think that they would benefit from receiving the food subsidy program provided through WIC, they should definitely call the health department and check that out.
Okay. Why don't we go through some of the things you've got for parents? Does it start right at birth, or are there some of the programs helping to nurture the child even before they get here?
Our programs definitely focus on children all the way from birth, and even during pregnancy until they reach the kindergarten door. So we do have programs that are focused on family development and really nurturing the mom while she's expecting. We have a home visiting program called Parents as Teachers that focuses on the entire family, because we know that parents are the child's first and most important teacher. 85% of a child's brain is going to be developed by the time they're age three. So it's a little too late to start, you know, reading to our children and nurturing our children when they reach kindergarten. We really have to look at doing this right from birth. Right now we have quite a disturbing number of moms who are admitting to smoking while they're pregnant. And we know from reports, health reports, that smoking during pregnancy can really lead to some physically and cognitively damaging for children. We have premature babies and low birth weight babies, and babies who, when exposed to, you know, secondhand smoke, are having asthma problems and other lung difficulties. So if we can start to reach parents, you know, even before the child is born, then we're going to give that child that much more of a head start than their peers who are, you know, experiencing some of those things in their homes. So we do absolutely start working with parents during pregnancy all the way through. Our home visiting programs really focus on family development and child development and the positive experiences that we can give children. So when they get to kindergarten, you know, they are ready and prepared to learn. We don't want children coming to kindergarten who aren't ready, because we have seen statistics that say when children start kindergarten behind the rest of their peers, they almost never really catch up. They will progress and they do okay, but if we can give them that little bit of a head start before they get to kindergarten, they really thrive after that.
Has kindergarten changed? When I was a kid, kindergarten, you know, all them eons ago, was basically, you know, like preschool. It was just getting you used to the school environment and how to behave in class, whereas now there's a little more learning involved in kindergarten.
There's a lot more learning involved in kindergarten, and I think that the trend is really, we're looking at competing with other countries and other nations. And we're also looking at the amazing thing that our brains are capable of. You know, if we're capable of actually learning how to do some of this stuff at an earlier age, then, let's explore some of that. And I'm not talking about having, you know, five-year-old little kids reading complete chapter books. But if we can introduce children to books and to other positive experiences, that's only going to help them later on. And I think, you know, myself as a parent and all the other parents that I work with, we really do want what's best for our children, and we want them to have that competitive edge when they get older. We want them to be successful. We want them to be happy. We want them to be, positive members of the community. And so, you know, coming from a parent's point of view, it does seem like kindergarten is quite a bit more difficult than it was when we were kids. I remember the graham crackers and milk and even taking a nap, you know, sometimes during kindergarten, and now it's, you know, very much more academic-based, but it doesn't look like that trend is going to be settling down anytime soon. So, if we can get these children ready for kindergarten and excited about learning, their brain is like a sponge, and they're going to soak up all of that wonderful information. And really, you know, that is what's best for children.
Is it important that the wiring be there from the start, that education, learning is a positive experience for the child, so that they want to learn as opposed to being forced to learn?
Oh, Becky, did you want to talk about that? I do. I think absolutely you're correct about that. And we, one of our component areas through Great Start is ensuring that children have a sense of security and are socially and emotionally healthy. And we try to embed that those strategies in all of the work that we're doing. So the preschool programs are working with kids to help them with their social emotional development. The parenting education programs that we provide also address a child's social emotional development. If they're come to kindergarten not feeling happy about being there, that will infringe on their academic progress.
And these types of preschool and Head Starts, they also help in the area where the kid isn't preoccupied the first days of kindergarten with the separation from the parent, because they've already gone through this and know school is a fun time where you've got classmates.
Correct.
Do you want to go over some of the programs you've got coming up? I know you've got some educational classes you wanted to talk about.
We have a lot that's being offered for parents in Huron County, which is a really exciting thing, even for myself as a parent and as a parent educator. For a long time, I was a stay-at-home mom, and sometimes I would hear about these wonderful programs, and I would hear about them after the fact, or I would always kind of question, well, you know, is that really for me, or is that for those other parents? And so what we really are trying to do through the Great Start Collaborative is to make sure that parents know that these programs are for them. They are for all children in Huron County, because it's important to have all of the children in the classroom ready. And so we have some great programs. We have home visiting programs. We have three home visiting programs in Huron County right now that do home visits, because we know that children, when they are very young, learn best in their own atmosphere and in their own home with their own toys. We have programs where parents can learn a little bit more about strengthening parenting skills in areas of discipline and child development. I know Becky's going to talk a little bit more about some of those classes, and I know at the beginning of the month, June Schweitzer from Kids First was on your discussion, and she does a class called Say Yes to No, which is a, you know, really great parenting resource. We have Earth Day that's coming up at the end of April, on April 30th at the Baddeck School, and there is going to be a large amount of education for parents and resources for parents, and a really fun day for kids and parents to spend some time together at no cost. There's going to be a bubble party, which I think Becky will talk a little bit more about today. It's important to start spending some good quality time with our children doing something that isn't going to cost a lot. Everybody's kind of struggling right now with, you know, providing for basic needs for our children, and sometimes those fun things or those family-centered activities kind of get put on the back burner because they're not as important as, you know, putting food on the table or a roof over our children's heads. So it's a good time, kick back and have a good time with our children. A child is, you know, a product of their experiences, and really the Great Start Collaborative wants to make sure that we are addressing all aspects of a child's development, from their physical development, you know, making sure they get their shots, making sure that they have a family doctor that they're seeing when they're sick instead of just using the emergency room or just using the clinic. You know, we want to make sure that they have a good start with their dental health care. You know, we don't want to see children in kindergarten or, you know, younger with having to have their teeth pulled out or extensive dental work because parents, you know, just didn't know that they should have started taking their children to the dentist a little earlier. We want to have children that are, you know, social and emotionally prepared, that are, you know, able to fit into a classroom. They're able to share. They're able to relate to other children. We want to make sure that, you know, parents are reading to their children and they're exposing them to, you know, books and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of exciting things happening in Huron County. And if you are a parent and you're listening and you're wondering where you would even find that information, we have some really good resources. Our website is greatstarthuron.com, and it was just relaunched recently where we made it a little bit more user-friendly, where parents can log on to the website, through the Great Start Collaborative, and they can find links to all of the information that's really going on in Huron County. And we also, as part of the Great Start Collaborative, have a group called the Parent Coalition, which is a group of parents that meet that try and offer real-world experiences and comments to those service providers that say, hey, you know, this is what's working for us as parents, and maybe this isn't what's working for us as parents, and what can we do to change the systems and change the way services are provided that are going to make things better for everyone. So this Parent Coalition is a really great group of parents that get together on a monthly basis. And at the very beginning of when they started to meet about 2 years ago, they said, you know, let's really try and get the information out to the parents in the form of a newsletter. So we have this 8-page newsletter that goes out every other month. And right now we are making up to 1,700 copies of this newsletter, and we're giving them out to elementary schools and preschools and the doctor's office and the clinic waiting rooms and the OB offices, which highlight for, you know, the next couple of months what's actually happening in the county revolving around children's services and tips on healthy development and what's available in the area. So the Parent Coalition and members of the Great Start Collaborative really want to highlight what's going on that's really great for kids in Huron County. So I'm going to let Becky talk a little bit more about some of the specifics of those programs that are coming up.
Can we pause for 60 seconds and then we'll go into those specifics?
Sure. Sounds good.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida? A quiet lake in northern Michigan? Your first thought should be your Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan is rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So call your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton.
Michigan, my Michigan.
And we are back. Our guests today, Melissa Stewart, the parent liaison, and Becky Gettle, the director of the Great Start Collaborative for Huron County. And we're going to be talking about some of the programs they've got coming up in particular and in depth. One thing I want to ask before we get into that, do you find that parents are becoming more open to getting this kind of help? There's a certain amount of pride people seem to have, especially in our area, about not wanting help. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there who think they know it all anyway. So do you find people are getting more and more able to accept this kind of help in raising their kids?
I have heard some comments from parents saying that they were reluctant in the past to attend a workshop, you know, to improve parenting or to get involved in the program, but that they really care about their children and they want what's best for them. And they have seen that some of the information that we're putting out there does help them enhance their parenting, and they're excited about that. So then they do get involved. So I think some of that stigma is going away. That doesn't mean you're a bad parent if you come to one of the workshops or attend a play group. It just means that you would, you know, appreciate some additional information on how you can help your child.
Okay. Some of the things you have coming up, I know you wanted to touch on. One of them was the Earth Day. You have a program that's especially good for the younger children, which normal Earth Day activities usually kind of go over their heads.
Yeah, well, this year we have decided to focus on bringing some activities for young children to Earth Day, which is on April 30th, and it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Bad Axe Junior High.
And that's our local observance here.
Correct. Yes, that's correct. And from 10 to 11, we are going to have a bubble party outside. There will be lots of fun games and music and dancing, and, of course, lots of bubbles. So if you're
if you're a parent of a young child and you'd like to come out to Earth Day, the Earth Day event, you might want to come around that time so you can hit the bubble party. And then there will be other exhibits that are specific to young children, but really any of the exhibits at Earth Day, you know, young children and families can benefit from. So I think it'll be a really great event. We have another workshop coming up on March 31st from noon until 4:15 at the Huron Intermediate School District. We have Dr. David Welsh, who is a national speaker and author, coming to do a workshop on Know Why Kids Need It and How We Can Say It. That is being sponsored by the Parenting Awareness Month Coalition. And then the CAN Council's doing a follow-up series four times this year that June Schweitzer is facilitating, the Say Yes to Know Parent Workshops, and the next series is coming up in April. So you can register for that by going to the HISD website or calling the ISD main number, which is 269-6406.
You might want to wait till tomorrow when everybody's at work, because nobody's there today.
No one's there today. You're right. No, but I'm confident that more people are listening to the radio today than maybe they normally would, because we've all been sitting on the edge of our seats listening to those cancellations, and, you know, maybe parents still are tuned into the radio today, so I'm pretty hopeful that we're going to get a good message out there to everyone. Yeah. Okay. Also wanted to highlight the playgroups that we have on a monthly basis, and we, through the Great Star Collaborative, we switched those up, so to speak, and made them more literacy development focused in nature. So we're able to provide books to families who attend, and we model different activities that you can do at home with your child to encourage early literacy development.
Do people overlook play as such a great learning tool?
I think they do. That's actually a really important thing to talk about today. That a lot of times you'll hear parents say things like, oh, they're just playing, or all they ever do is play. And an important thing for parents to understand is that's exactly what a child's job is. That's exactly how they're learning. They're not going to be able to sit down and read a textbook or take a class. They really need to experience the world and learn about the world through play activities. I actually host two of those play groups, and we have them at Bad Axe School at the Learning Center. We have one in Pigeon at the Sharp Professional Development Center. We have one in Port Austin at the United Protestant Church, and we have one in Harbor Beach at the library. And what we focus on during play group is it's a really positive time for parents to come. They get a chance to talk with other parents, and also children get a chance to socialize with other children. And we have a story, and we have a small snack. And then we have activities that are based around that book. For example, we did a book recently called Corduroy about a little teddy bear. And so a lot of our activities revolved around teddy bears. And kids really do enjoy that time. Parents enjoy that time. And we work on things like matching and sorting. And we work on colors and shapes. And we do gross movement activities like running and jumping and climbing. We do finger plays and songs and art projects. We really jam-pack a lot into that hour. And parents are able to take that story home and then think about other things that they can be doing throughout the week or the rest of the month that kind of focus around the theme of that book. The next couple of months, the books that we have are, we have a dinosaur one coming up for April. You know, all kids love dinosaurs, and it really gives us a good chance to work on sorting and classification. And I know one of the themes that we're going to be working on this month is big, medium, and small. Those are all just basic things that you maybe necessarily wouldn't think of as a good learning tool, but that's all going to help with pre-math and pre-reading skills. In May, we're going to be talking about plants and bugs, and in June, we are going to really focus on having positive relationships with male role models. So the book is kind of around some children just getting along with their dad and their grandpas and things like that. So it's a really good time. We have a large mix of parents that come out. Our play group in the evening for working parents is actually the one in Bad Axe. It's from 6 to 7 p.m., and it's usually the first Monday of the month. And then the rest of them take place during the day from 10 to 11 o'clock. So parents are coming out in large numbers lately to really, you know, take advantage of that time to get their children, you know, some socialization. And, you know, if parents, especially with our weather lately, if they're kind of stuck in the house and seem to be going a little stir crazy, it's a good time, and we're trying to make them in more accessible to communities. So it's not always just going to be in Bad Axe. So we're trying to really get a mix around the entire county so we kind of hit a lot of different parents where they live. So playgroups are a really fun time. It's free. You don't even have to pre-register. You can just show up to playgroup and come and have a good time.
Is play one of the areas where kids not only learn, but they learn how to use what they've learned? Their creative side comes out, and they learn how to be creative and to not just have the raw information, but how to manipulate it.
Absolutely. Yep. That is exactly how children are learning. When babies are playing and they are tasting things, you know, you see babies put lots of stuff in their mouth. Really, that's the way that their brain is starting to learn about textures and taste and about their environment. And you'll see babies play that game where they like to drop stuff off the edge of their high chair and they watch it fall onto the floor. Well, they're learning about cause and effect. They're learning, you know, if I drop this, it's going to bang on the floor. And so those are all just those foundational skills that kids are going to need later on in life. And so, you know, playing with those draft games or learning how to bang two objects together or bang them on the high chair, you know, sometimes as parents we don't really understand the importance of learning, of watching our children really experience what cause and effect is, or, you know, this shape doesn't fit into this size hole when they work on their little shape sorters, or when they're playing with blocks, they're learning how to stack, and they're learning how to match, and they're learning how to sort. That's all really good information that their brains are absorbing now that they're definitely going to be building on later in life.
Is it important, besides the structured play groups that you have, that kids have just some time alone to, you know, be kids and play on their own to find what interests them?
Absolutely. Yep, it's very important for parents to be involved in their child's play, but then to also kind of back off a little bit and let their children explore their own materials. Parents don't always have to be 100% sitting next to their child the entire time playing. They do need to be available. They do sometimes need to get their child engrossed in the play. But once the child is actually sitting there and they are actively engaged in the activity that they're doing, whether it be coloring or building with blocks or just driving little race cars around on the floor, it's okay for the parent to kind of take a step back and let that child go where that play leads them.
Terrific. You have other activities that parents can get involved in and other programs?
I'd just like to point out that each of our public libraries have story hours that run, I think, pretty regularly. I know the Bad Axe Story Hour is on Thursday evenings from 6:30 to 7 through the month, or through the middle of March to the end of April is that series. And that those story hours are for 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. And I'm not sure what Pigeon and Seedling have going on right now for Story Hour, but I think they too have regular scheduled opportunities.
For kids, you know, there's all this electronic medium out there. Are books, physical books, better for kids? Something tactile, something they can hold, something that, you know, has substance to them?
Books are always going to be a really good thing for children to be exposed to. I'm going to let Becky talk a little bit more about what our Reach Out and Read program consists of. But focus lately is really on helping parents feel confident in reading with their children, feel confident in, you know, exposing their children to books. If you have these little toddlers and babies, sometimes parents feel a little uncomfortable, like, I really want you really want me to read this book to the baby. But it's not necessarily about, you know, forcing them to sit on your lap and reading page by page. But if you're introducing children to concepts like, you know, if there's a picture of a ball on the paper and you're pointing to the ball and you're saying, ball, that a child is going to start to learn language from that. You you're going to be, babies love to look at other babies' faces. So if you can find some nice little board books made out of cardboard that show other babies' faces making different expressions, a baby is going to learn how to relate to that a little bit. You know, you can point at the pictures and say, like, this baby's happy or this baby is sad. The child is going to learn, oh, you know, when I'm having this emotion, this is kind of what this looks like and this is what this means. And, you know, you got to follow your child's cue. If they only get through two or three pages and they seem bored and they want to go off and play, you know what? You got through two or three pages. So that child's brain is absorbing everything that you're talking about in that book. And so a big goal of everybody, it seems like nationwide, is to really get books in the hands of parents and children. So, you know, through the Great Start Collaborative and the Parent Coalition, we have really tried to make books a little more accessible for parents. When we do home visits, we like to always, you know, give the parents books or access to books. We, at playgroup, you know, give them free books. And, you know, as children get older, they're going to learn that you read from left to right, that these are what letters look like, that this is what a sentence looks like. You know, this is a verb and an adjective and a noun and, you know, different pictures. You can expose your children to all sorts of different things through books that maybe you wouldn't have a chance to go to a different country or experience, you know, a zoo or a circus, but you can read about it in a book, and it really is growing their brain. It's giving them, you know, those connections in their brain for abstract thinking and imagination, and, you know, can give them the experiences that maybe us as parents can't always give them. And an appreciation very early on of books is only going to lead to better things when children get into school, because our reading is so important. You know, we can't really do a lot unless we have good, strong reading skills. So it's always important to, you know, get books into the hands of children, but not only just have them there, but also, you know, reading them and exposing them to books.
Now, I understand you actually have programs where you or somebody in your group goes into the home, because a lot of times you need to see the dynamics of what's happening in the house.
Definitely. We have a program through MSU Extension right now called Parenting the Preschooler. It's a newer program for us. And the home visitor is going into the home, and she's bringing books into the home, and she's bringing some activities into the home. So the child and the parent are reading the book, and they're doing some follow-through activities. And I believe that the parent educator is actually leaving the book and the activities behind for the parent and child to look at together after she kind of models the amazing things that you can do with books, and then she's picking them up later on and kind of swapping them for other books. So the parent still isn't quite sure, you know, what do I do with these books once I have them? You know, there's programs available, you know, the MSU Extension one, I believe it's 8 to 12 weeks long, just get you a really good foundation in those early literacy skills.
It also helps you determine if your child is more sight or tactile or you know, hearing. The skills are better for learning because everybody all seems right to have their own way of learning, and we all have our own, you know, things we're better at. If it's reading, whether it's actually physically doing it or just writing it down again, sometimes that's all you need to learn, and that gives you the skills to help your kid learn.
Sure. Becky, did you want to talk a little bit more about the Reach Out and Read program?
Yep. We're trying to start a Reach Out and Read program in Huron County. And what that is, it's a book gifting program through the pediatricians. And it's also a program where doctors are providing education to the parents during their well child visits on how to use books to help the progress the child's development in early literacy skills. So we're currently raising money to help support the purchase of the books, and we're reaching out to the pediatricians in our county to apply to be a Reach Out and Read site through Reach Out and Read Michigan. And then once those applications are approved and we have our funding in place, then doctors will be able to provide a book at each well child visit to the family, and also use that book as part of as a tool to screen the child's development during the visit, and then provide some education to the parents on how to use books to, like I said, promote literacy and child development in the home. So we're really excited about that project coming up. We also have
Another resource that I wanted to mention was the Great Start Connect website. And what that is an online database for licensed child care and preschool programs. So parents can go to greatstartconnect.org and find child care, all the licensed child care programs and preschool programs in our area or in the town which they live or whatever area that they're willing to travel for child care. And they can see what kind of facility. A lot of providers have pictures on the website and additional information about, you know, can they accommodate special needs, their hours of operation, that type of information. It also has information about the provider in terms of what kind of training has the provider taken. So
it sounds like all of these tools are helpful in determining if the child, say, has some sort of learning disability or a problem. That way, the earlier I understand that you detect it, you can work with it and try to minimize its effect over the lifetime.
That's correct. And so we should also point out that we do have a local resource if you think your child might be delayed, called Early On, and they will do a free child development evaluation. And that local phone number is 269-3484.
Well, see, these are resources out there that I'm sure many parents don't even know that exist. And is a lot of this all on your GreatStartHuron.com site that they can get access to?
That's correct.
Yes, it is. Yep.
So it's like one-stop shopping.
It is. That's the intent, is to make it really super easy for parents that they don't have to make more than one phone call. They don't have to go to more than one website. They can just click on GreatStartHuron.com Huron Great Start, and can find pretty much in different categories the information that they're looking for. And the content is always changing. As new programs become available or new information becomes available, we keep the website updated. So it's going to have those classes that are coming up. It's going to have copies of those newsletters that I referenced earlier that are going out into the community. If you've never gotten a newsletter, there's a spot to sign up for our Great Start Collaborative newsletter that goes out. Again, most of these services are free, so you can sign up for a newsletter, which will be delivered to your home through the mail, or, you know, if you've ever picked one up in a local establishment. The newsletters will always highlight things that are going on in the next few months, but also our website, GreatStartHuron.com, would have all that information as well. And if people don't have internet access, they can feel free to call our office and get the same information, or we can mail information to people.
Terrific. And what would that number be?
It's 269-3485.
And all they have to do is call tomorrow. I don't know that anybody be in the office today, but call tomorrow and start getting all that information that's so helpful out there.
Correct.
I'd like to thank you for being with us today. We're kind of running out of time. Is there anything you want to make sure we touch on before we go?
No, we just really appreciate you being so flexible with us on this snow day today, Craig.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Oh, not a problem. I understand, and we're radio. We need a voice. We don't need a picture of you. So Perfect. Thanks for participating, and good luck, and I hope we've reached a lot of parents out there to get resources that are available. Might as well use them.
Thank you, Craig. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our guests today on the program have been Melissa Stirrett. She is the parent liaison, and Becky Gettle, the director of the Great Start Collaborative. And if you have help with parenting, if you have questions, if you'd just like to learn more, if you think that you might be able to do better, if you have more information, they're a great resource to start. They're on the Internet. GreatStartHuron.com is the place to go. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.